question from Puri Ashish Kumar Prabhu. It's forbidden to preach, speak to atheists, but what really should be the stand on bogus, distorted, concocted atheism? In the diagram of the universe, Madhurya Dham is at the center, Aishwarya Dham outwards to it, followed by Kailash or abode of Shiva, followed by the material world. A huge fan-following group in white preaches the Brahma Jyoti emanates from Lord Shiva. Is it the illusion of the phenomena of collinearity that is the basis, making them assume that even though its origin is Lord Krishna, it is assumed to be Lord Shiva since he is in front collinearly? Please clarify to the two words, Lord Shiva and Lord Shankara. Answer. The diagrams may be helpful for us to understand certain truths, but diagrams are never pramanas for siddhanta. The pramana for siddhanta primarily is shabda. And the shabda is quite clear that it is Lord Krishna who is the source of the Brahma Jyoti, as Lord Krishna himself describes in the Bhagavad Gita in the last chapter, the 14th verse, 14.27, Brahmano hi pratishtaham, that the Brahman is supported by him. And there are various other verses like this in the Bhagavatam and elsewhere also. So the fact that the Brahma Jyoti spreads everywhere through creation and Lord Shiva is at a particular position in the diagram doesn't prove anything. In fact, the Brahma Jyoti is there not just in the material world, it is also there in the spiritual world, which is higher than the abode of Lord Shiva. So, Devi Mahesh Haridham Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhavanichaya Tete Prabhavanichaya. That it is described that that Supreme Lord Govindamati Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, he gives Prabhava, he gives power, influence to their respective abodes, respective spheres of existence. Devi Mahesh Hari, he gives that power to the goddess Vidurga, to Lord Shiva, and to Lord Hari, that is Vishnu, in his various abodes. And all of them are dependent on Lord Krishna. And to that Lord Krishna I offer obeisances, Lord Brahmaji in Brahma Samhita describes. So we shouldn't be taken in by such ideas, which, as you have pointed out, they are concocted in the sense that they are not based on scripture, but are just the speculations of some people. And the word Shiva generally means auspicious, and the word Shankara means beneficent or giver of bliss. So one who gives benefit or bliss, and that is Shankara, and one who gives purification, auspiciousness, that is Shiva. So these can be names of a specific personality, that is the Shambhutattva, Lord Shiva. But they can also refer to Lord Vishnu, because these are attributes that Lord Vishnu possesses in the fullest also. That's why in the Vishnu Sahasranam, one of the names of Lord Vishnu is Lord Shiva. Is Shiva, Sarva, Sharva, Shiva, Sthanur, Bhuta, Dir, Nidira, Vaya. So that's the comment about the names of words Shiva and Shankara. Thank you.